and welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Today's show focuses on some of the best British composers of popular and show music of the first half of the 20th century, composers who are all too often neglected in favour of their American counterparts. To open, here's one of Noel Gay's best-known songs, composed in 1939, and a great morale booster in those dark days of war, Run, Rabbit, Run. Chris McPhee and Run Rabbit Run from his Celebrate CD, recorded on the Wurlitzer Hybrid in the Capri Theatre in his hometown of Adelaide. The song was written for a stage show called The Little Dog Laughed, but it gained its immense popularity when Flanagan and Allen changed the lyrics to poke fun at Adolf Hitler. Vivian Ellis was an English musical comedy composer whose best-known works are Spread a Little Happiness and Coronation Scott. But my favourite Ellis song was written for the 1947 show Bless the Bride, which opened at London's Adelphi Theatre in April of that year, running for 886 performances over 3 years. Nicholas Martin taped this arrangement of This Is My Lovely Day on the Wurlitzer in the now-closed Turner's Musical Merry-Go-Round in Northampton. Joe, Mr. Piano Henderson, was a popular Scottish pianist through the 1940s and into the 70s, who for some 2 years was romantically involved with singer Petula Clark. In 1952, he composed, with Leslie Cerrone, the Flirtation Waltz, which paradoxically was a hit for Winifred Atwell in 1953. This is Joe Marsh's interpretation on the Compton Christie Hybrid in the Town Hall of Ossett, Yorkshire. Flirtation Waltz, for which the sheet music composer's credit goes to R. Hayward, a pseudonym for Joe Henderson. No such pseudonyms for my next composer. Noel Coward composed some of the wittiest songs in the jazz era, many of which he also sang in his wonderfully clipped style. He published over 50 plays and wrote over 300 songs. Here are just six of the most successful: London Pride, Dance Little Lady, Zigeuner, A Room with a View, Someday I'll Find You, and I'll See You Again, played by Ernest Broadbent on the Wurlitzer of the Paramount, later Odeon Manchester, in 1973. Ernest Broadbent and his Noel Coward Memories from an LP released on the Acorn label. Lawrence Wright built a very successful music publishing business and did some composing on the side. Well, not exactly. He wrote and co-wrote over 600 songs under his own name and as Horatio Nichols. Unfortunately, much of his music has been long forgotten, but one survivor is When the Guards Are on Parade, a collaboration with music hall star Leslie Cerrone and published in 1931. When the Guards Are on Parade, Horace Finch and the Empress Ballroom Wurlitzer, which now sadly has been broken up for parts. The good news is that the Cannock Chase Organ Club has installed another organ, mainly Wurlitzer but with Compton pipe chests, and the instrument is used on occasion for dancing. Another Wurlitzer hybrid was the choice of David Gray for his first CD release, Eerily British. I've reviewed the CD in a previous show, but here's another track, composed by British pianist Billy Mayle. Billy composed more than 120 piano solos, along with music for some 20 stage shows. One of his most famous compositions, Marigold, was published in 1927.
Thank you.
David Gray and the Wurlitzer in the home of Dennis and Margaret Unks in Erie, Pennsylvania. Ivor Novello was born in Cardiff in 1893 and composed some 14 stage musicals in his 58-year lifetime. He's best known for his romantic compositions, but his music was apparently far more varied than his reputation suggests. Unfortunately, so little of his jazz or operetta music is performed today, and it seems rarely recorded. One of his best-known stage shows is from 1935, Glamorous Night, for which Dudley Savage now plays the main theme on the Compton in the St. John Vianney Church, Clay Hall, Essex. Dudley Savage and Ivor Novello's Glamorous Night. For today's closer, I'm going back to Noel Gay, a contemporary of Ivor Novello, having been born 5 years later in 1898, and whose life was slightly shorter than Novello's. Leaning on a Lamppost was written for the 1937 film Feather Your Nest, in which it was sung in contrasting styles by Val Rosing and George Formby. It became, of course, one of Formby's best-known songs. The only solo organ tracks that I have are by Giovanni Ellington, who has recorded it no less than 3 times. This is from a Cinema Organ Society CD released in 2004 and featuring the Wurlitzer, then in the South Bank University, London. Thank you. Time for me to wrap up today's show featuring British songwriters and start on the next. Thanks for your company today. I'll be back next week with more great music from the King of Instruments, the Theatre Pipe Organ. Until then, it's goodbye from Hot Pipes and me, Steve Ashley.